30th of July, 2011. And I came across, I was actually reading up on what's gone on in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, and the issue of military tribunals and military commissions. And there's really some stellar performers who have stepped forward. I think there's seven prosecutors, minimally, and this may go back a year or so. All right, people, it's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, where I come out as a commissioned naval officer serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. And if you haven't already heard, the National Transportation Safety Board came out with their final order that I didn't receive till August 1st. And I saw a good movie last night. It's called The Changeling with Angelina Jolie. And it kind of gets into these issues. Another good movie similar to it is Shutter Island. And I'm trying to think, there's actually several others out there akin to it that get into the issue. In the movie The Changeling, they had the LAPD were using this code 12, where anybody who was a problem, quote unquote, political or legal or otherwise, they would code 12 them into a psych ward. And now what we have out here, it's called 5150. And the Coast Guard, of course, carried on their proceedings against me in none other than room 5150. And it's such an abortion of constitutional rights and protections. There were a lot of good moments in that movie in Changeling. One was the attorney who stepped forward to help Angelina Jolie's character, Mrs. Collins. Her son's name, I think, was Walter Collins. And it gets into the corruption within the Los Angeles Police Department. But this is back in the 1920s. So come forward 83 years, and we find that the corruption is the same, but instead of being in the LAPD, it's within the United States Coast Guard and the Department of Homeland Security. And rather than clean up the corruption and solve the problems, they're allowing it to continue and doing everything to cover it up, much like in the movie The Changeling. We will be back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Public Broadcasting Network, your programming zone host, Eric Schein, graduate of Kingsport. I was up for a promotion to lieutenant commander in the United States Navy when the Coast Guard, as it moved from the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Transportation, not the Department of Defense. It was never in the Department of Defense. But actually, in World War II, it was the Department of War, so it never really was in the Department of Defense. It was moved into the Department of War under the Department of the Navy, and it was subsumed and became part of the Department of Navy in the midst of the war. After the war, because of everything that went on, it was moved into and under Title 14, not Title 10. Title 14 is specifically for the Coast Guard as a federal maritime police agency. But now they're saying they're a... Hey, Mike, who's there? Mike, Dan, producer? I heard crickets or something there in the background from the studio. Sorry, people. We had a little bit of a technical glitch there. Anyways, the Coast Guard is now saying it's a branch of military in Homeland Security that can not only arrest, detain, police, regulate, adjudicate, and go as far as what the LAPD did in the movie The Changeling, carry on these like code 12s or code 5150 to where they can say somebody's acting up and have you forced, or as they said in the movie, the character, the lieutenant, the LAPD lieutenant, was played by the actor. He's on the TV series Burn Notice. He's the principal in that. He was also in the remake of Blair Witch. And he said, you know, he's a pretty good actor. He was in there with Angelina Jolie, and John Malkovich was also in the movie. But it was based on a true story or true events. And it's actually a pretty good movie. The other one that you really have to see, Shutter Island, which is pretty disturbing, is also gets into, you know, psychiatry and this whole use of it literally as a weapon. You know, it's where it's been weaponized, and it is being used to take out political dissidents. It's easier because of our system here in the United States to do it. You don't have to go and shoot a dissident or political activist in the street. You can brand them, you know, much like the letter A for adulteress in Nathaniel Hawthorne's book, The Scarlet Letter. And it is much, you know, a lot of this stuff is not new. It's human nature. And it does go to human nature as far as covering up. In my own situation, it goes all the way to the top to a bunch of different admirals like Admiral Loy, Admiral Collins, Admiral Allen. And Loy, Collins, Allen, and I guess now Papp. Admiral Papp's name is on the current issues or matters or what was just ruled on by the NTSB. But you have to think about that. It's an admiral in a police agency, minimally. You know, they're saying it's a branch of military. You can go to www.uscg.mil. I feel like I'm living in not La La Land, but Dreamland or some kind of bizarro land where, you know, I'm getting this out. I've had my radio program for a while. I've been interviewed by a lot of people. And it was moving, to say the least, in what happened in the movie The Changeling, where religious activists, there was actually a pastor in there, that was John Malkovich's character, who stepped forward, and he knew the games. He knew what LAPD could and would do. Even to the point, you know, we've seen the Rampart scandal that was portrayed in Training Day, the movie with Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke, I believe. You know, this stuff is real. It's human nature. And the only way it's stopped or confronted and the people are protected, this is one of the things that the attorney said in that movie, Changeling, was every citizen is in grave danger to where the police department can come out and on a whim have somebody without warrant, without probable cause, have somebody unlawfully detained and or quote-unquote diagnosed and use not only public and federal assets, but military assets to do so. And it's almost like in the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman, where, you know, all of a sudden all bets are off because we have a pandemic, and you've heard about all the scares with bird flu and everything else, to where, you know, literally they can suspend the Constitution, suspend habeas corpus, suspend your civil rights, suspend human rights. At some point, you know, there's not supposed to be any kind of suspension. Our Constitution and our Republic was formed out of war, out of the heat of battle, a revolutionary war, and decades of attempts to resolve things amicably and peaceably with our former founders, you know, those who founded America, not those who founded the United States. There is a big difference. Those who founded America founded slavery and other institutions that were here that were part of and had to be incorporated into so as not only to address but give the citizenry a means to address and to change things that had been institutionalized on this continent to, you know, basically establish the colonies or whatever. Jefferson and a lot of the others, a lot of the other founders, they didn't start slavery. They were born into a system that had it there. But they did try to change and try to establish something that we could change things ourselves and put the power into the hands of the people to where it truly was of, by, and for the people. That definition or understanding of who the people are has expanded to, you know, predominantly include all of us, as it should. But there is an active move, and it's one thing that I've spoken out. You would not believe the number of documents, the number of people, the federal funds, the number of doctors that aren't mine that have been trying to be forced upon me, the number of military officers in services that I'm not in, like the Coast Guard. Never served in the Coast Guard, not in the Coast Guard. Went to a military academy. Coast Guard's not a military academy. It's a police academy. Kings Point is a military academy. It's run by Naval Sciences from the Department of the Navy. The Merchant Marine Act of 1936 institutionalized the academy, made the United States Merchant Marine a naval auxiliary in the lead up to World War II, as we saw things going on in Europe and predominantly with Germany and other countries. We find ourselves back at the very same juncture. I mean, got a bunch of, for want of a better word, nutbags who are trying to, you know, push us into war, let alone a civil war. And if you haven't felt what's been going on for the last 10 years, you're very fortunate, very lucky. And there were a lot of people, even in Germany, who escaped being directly affected by what went on. They heard about, they saw, they were close to, you know, in Germany, it was pretty hard. You had to be very fortunate to escape because the Allies did a number on Germany. But everything that's going on today, you know, and I brought this up on my program before, about if you know history and you look back, Germany has had a central role in much of what has gone on in Europe for the last 1,300 years, if not the world for the last several thousand years. But who bought the New York Stock Exchange? The Germans. Who bought Chrysler, that also owned and controlled the M1, the tank division? It was sold off to General Dynamics before. It was one of the prerequisites for it to be sold off to the Germans. And these are not German Americans. These are not Germans who've migrated to the United States who believe in a republic. These are Germans who are beholden to the old ways, royalty, royalism, kingdoms, people like the Habsburgs, the Windsors, and others. You see what's going on in England and Europe. You know, the austerity programs, if anybody should be being stripped of their wealth and or their quote-unquote entitlements or their benefits, should be the royal families, every single last one of them. You know, sorry, no polo. Sorry, no, you know, castle. Sorry, all your properties have been confiscated. And those, that includes all the ones here in the United States that the Queen owns, let alone all the ties in Canada. You know, they've still got... Canada didn't get its independence till, I think it was 1970s, if not early 80s. It was 78, 82, right in there. But they still have the Queen on their money. They still have the Queen on their public contracts. The Queen is the titular head to the constitutional monarchy known as Canada. And they still have the, I think it's the, I don't know why I can't remember this. It's the Consulate General or the... it's the Queen's agent in Canada who basically runs things for the Queen. And they want to merge us with Canada. You're right. All right, people. We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
All right, people, back. Yeah, and I was talking to the producer, and he read the report about the National Transportation Safety Board that was on the Arbian website, and he had some comments. I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty clear. It's disturbing on its face. I would ask people to read it, but this is like not only the, and you know, you hear all this stuff about death panels. Well, the military, the Coast Guard. I'm not saying that they're the military. I'm saying that they're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be like a federal maritime police agency. They and others who are benefiting from this, like the members of the National Defense Industrial Association, 1,870 or some odd corporate members of this group that push war, that are warmongers. And I think they've got, I want to say 70,000 or 80,000 individual members. I'm not sure if it's that high, but 70. You can go online and check it out. But, you know, Lockheed Martin and all sorts of other military federal contractors are members, and their whole association, the way they make money or more money or survive or do better is in war. The more war, the better. The longer the war, the better. The more money that's put into defense, like right now, and I'm not, you know, I don't even know if I can say, I was going to say, I'm not a baby. I'm not ignorant. I'm not naive. I'm not, maybe I am a little naive, but I walked into something. I had no idea what I was walking into. I never imagined that things like this could go on in our country, but I'm pro-defense. I'm not anti-military, but I am pro-defense, which is different than warmongering. I do believe in protecting our country, our people, our way, our ways of life, the Republic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, due process, the rule of law, not men, and more. But, you know, these foreign sojourns into foreign lands and into foreign people or into foreign peoples, foreign nations to kill, maim, and spread things like depleted uranium, I do not believe that, you know, because it's bad for everybody. It's bad for the people on the receiving end. It's bad for people back home. We've got 28 sites here in the United States fire and test ranges that the military uses and others, where they're using and have been using depleted uranium here in the United States. So it's not good for any of us, let alone all of us. We've seen what's happened with Fukushima. You know, that's civilian, supposedly, but we've got the bean counters in there instead of the people that should be saying and, you know, that have spoken up whether to use nuclear or not. You know, in my mind, solar is the best option over anything else. If you really believe in limited oil supply, well, don't we need those that oil for lubrication more than fuel? Should we not be using alternative energy sources like the sun that is free for most, you know, other than the technology to capture it and convert it? It's raining down on us, you know, in the solar wind and radiation and more. And isn't it better to convert? You know, a lot of people don't realize this, like with the oil that we're extracting from the earth and coal and more. It's a blanket. It's a barrier. It's a shield for the earth, just like the atmosphere and the surface of the ocean, you know, as far as deflecting a portion of cosmic rays, solar rays, radiation and more, back up out. And, you know, some of it bounces back down, but a lot of it gets bounced out of the atmosphere, back out into space. Taking these, whether it be oil or coal or anything else, and removing it, it's like taking all the water off the face of the planet. That water is there for a reason. It does a number of things. Not only, you know, is a part of a very complex climate system, but it also helps protect the Earth from literally, you know, turning into Mars, you know, a barren desert wasteland with not much of an atmosphere. I guess Mars still has somewhat of an atmosphere, but not much. And we're wasting money. Like in my own situation, I cannot believe, and I cannot even begin to tell you the number of people that have been involved in my situation, federal and military and state personnel, state actors as well. If you go read the, you know, report, it talks in there about them trying to force me under a quote unquote psych exam, four times and ordering it. And I refused, under Jaffe v. Redmond, which is U.S. Supreme Court case law, and all 50 states have legislated this. Even Clinton put out an executive order on it. You have a right to privacy and privilege on your medical records, especially when you may not agree with those medical records, or you had a doctor who you had to fire due to malpractice or incompetence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now the issue of your medical records has all been federalized under Obamacare. So it's no longer an individual, let alone state issue. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Panamaya is in bloom. The PL transmissions will resume. I'll try to push, try to keep us all down, down. And hope that we will never see the truth.
Hey, are we up? Well, we are on the air. 800-313-9443. And, yeah, no, I'd really like to get some people to call in. Anybody who read the order would be nice, and anybody who actually understood it and some of the issues or problems, not, you know, for myself, but in what they're trying to say, to where the National Transportation Safety Board, that's supposedly an Article I court, is getting into all these issues about the Navy and whether I'm a Navy lieutenant and medical, mental, and I mean, where's the act of incompetence? I don't know if, Manny, if you saw that in there on the, if you figured out what I had actually done. Manny. Oh, my, sorry. Did you figure out what the act of incompetence was? Yeah, I mean, it's hard to kind of figure out or find in there. It's just I don't even know what to say anymore. And you, like, you see in that movie, The Changeling, and back in the 1920s, and what was going on then with the rise of fascism and more, and corporatism, whatever, beginning, you know, with a crash of the stock market in 29, and then into the 30s, and then, of course, we ended up with World War II. And you can look even before that with what happened with World War I. You know, even the one thing that they use is the DSM, which is the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual or whatever. The DSM was created from studying the doughboys and or the soldiers in World War I and doing it under, and this is something like even from Freud, where, you know, a lot of Freud's observations were about quote unquote abnormal psychology, and he based most of his theories not on normal psychology, not on, you know, what people do and how they are when, you know, they have a normal life and are protected and have civil rights and constitutional rights and due process and more, and where, you know, all these borders, whether they be real or physical or virtual or legal, you know, whether they be the boundaries to your property or the boundaries to your person, they are well protected and well provisioned for to safeguard and to protect. I mean, that's the whole point in having police. It's the whole point in having military. It's the whole point in having quote unquote security. And the most important thing is not necessarily the property, it's the people. But we've kind of lost sight of that, that somehow, you know, property, things, material things are now more important than people. And Naomi Klein has a, you know, it's, she covers that a little bit in her book about, you know, profits before people, the shock doctrine. It gets into it a little bit. And Galloway, I guess it was a, I want to call him prime minister, not prime minister, but what do they call him? Mike, what do they call the, I think the abbreviation is PM, but I'm trying to think of what it stands for, no, because he wasn't prime minister. It's the, you know, everybody and anybody in parliament. Yeah. Something ministers or whatever. No, God, I can't think of what. Anyways, Galloway, you know who he was. Galloway was very outspoken about the wars and more. And there's been other people, even here in the United States, who have and are being and continue to be outspoken. I don't know if people remember, you know, in the lead up to the Iraqi war, there was, you know, the whole issue of human shields, people going over to Iraq to try to stop and prevent the war and be, you know, human shields to prevent the United States from invading, whole issue of weapons of mass destruction and more. I mean, look at where we find ourselves, and we're in a complete military police state, and it's been incremental to a degree, but there are huge signs, like, you know, taking the Coast Guard and moving it into, the creation of Homeland Security and the involvement of people like Admiral Loy from the Coast Guard and Admiral Allen. And you got, I think we have a defense secretary now named Allen as well. You know, it's all in the family. And if you don't think that these people are related, go look at who President Barack Obama is related to. He's related to George Bush. He's like 11th, I want to say 11th cousin. And Kerry is related to Roosevelt. Go look at the Bush Davis Walker family, and you'll see that, wait, it was Nancy Davis, I think Davis Bush Walker family, Nancy Davis, who married Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was a spokesmodel for General Electric. Well, General Electric was started by J.P. Morgan, who helped fund and create General Electric. His son, J.P. Morgan Jr., was a signatory to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. It was Gray Davis who turned over California to Arnold Schwarzenegger and stepped back and was seen later, you know, palling around with Arnold Schwarzenegger and others. It was the Walker brothers who stole the spy secrets from the black rooms. Governor George W. Bush in Texas. Governor Jeb Bush in Florida, where the, you know, votes were stolen, and then issued the Chads and a couple of rental trucks with votes rolling around in them in Florida, of course. You start putting all the pieces of the families together, and you start to realize that that's exactly what's going on. We've got some extremely powerful, extremely corrupt, you know, Neil Bush, Marvin Bush, Samuel Bush, Prescott Bush. You start looking into their connections in the Walkers and the Davises. The head of my union when all this stuff started, back in 2000, 2001 was Ron Davis. The other name that's involved in a lot of this, too, one of the families is Wolf. Anderson is another one. And I'm not, you know, if you have these names, I'm sure there's, right, Roth is another one. If you have any of these names, you know, great, more power to you. You've got members of your family that are enormously corrupt, and you need to do something about it if you somehow believe that you are not part of this and that your family line, you know, wouldn't do this. Well, I hate to tell you, they've been doing it for quite some time. The other, I'm trying to think, there's a bunch of, the judge out here, Vaughn Walker, who's involved with Ted Olson, Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher, large corporate international whore law firm. And I mean no disrespect to prostitutes, of course. But Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher, you know, Ted Olson was Solicitor General under Bush. He represented Bush against Gore at the Supreme Court in the election, an election that was shut down, and the recount was shut down in Florida. You can see what's going on in Ireland, Greece, Portugal, Spain, riots in London. It's the same people, the same families who have been pulling all this stuff for God knows how long, who, instead of looking around and at your fellow, you know, laborers, workers, professionals, and others, you need to start looking up to who's trying to pull the wool over your eyes, I guess, for want of a better way of saying it, and, you know, get you to fight like dogs for the scraps that are thrown from these tables where they're trying to not just take down the United States, but steal all the public trust that make up the United States and that form it as a republic of, by, and for the people, and convert it into a system of feudalism, convert it back into a kingdom. It's the same thing that went on in Rome, from a kingdom to a republic and back and forth 100 times, still going on to today. You know, probably every leader or emperor, you know, it was either kingdom or republic, or back, and it might have been republic for a couple, you know, 4 years, 2 years, or it may have reverted back to much closer to a kingdom. You can see now under Berlusconi, much like Mussolini, that Italy is much more like it was in the 1920s into the 30s through into the 40s until World War II. Supposedly was the war to end all wars and to confront fascism, corporatism, on its home base. And now, I guess, you know, from having our troops around the world for so long, we've taken it home with us over the years, beginning minimally in World War I, if not World War II, and ever since, to where now we are what we've sought to protect ourselves from through, you know, protectionism, you know, having a system that was for the people, of, by, and for the people, to where no one was above the law. But we've seen how even under Bill Clinton, they turned impeachment into a mockery, and to where it was about Monica Lewinsky in the blue dress and, you know, cum stains on her dress. And the dry cleaner and cigars and the whole, you know, fiasco with Ken Starr. They did that to make you sick of impeachment so that when President Bush or even Barack Obama comes into power and they're a continuation of the same, that you couldn't even, you know, dare to talk about, let alone think about, impeachment. And I'm telling you, people, you got to get involved. It's your government. It only works when you are involved. Whether it be the issues raised and portrayed in the movie The Changeling, and I would recommend people to see it, or those that were a little more surreal as presented in Shutter Island. Still a good movie, though. And still, you know, like I brought up this. If you go to, this is what I was going to mention earlier, was the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR. It's established by the Church of Scientology. I'm not a Scientologist. But they're, you know, regardless of what you believe about the church and, you know, good, bad, indifferent, they are doing some good work in trying to get out and portray, and they are adamantly against psychiatry in all its forms. And they portray very well in their museum up in Hollywood psychiatry, but they had this guy who had a lobotomy mobile who went around the United States, I think it was in the 1950s, it could have been in the 60s, or crossed over into the 60s, and I forgot his name, but he had a motor home, and he was cruising the United States and carried on over 3,500 mobile lobotomies out of his motor home. They finally pulled his license after he killed somebody on the table. But that's the kind of stuff that was going on. And we look back at that and we go like, oh my God, how could anyone, how could the government allow that to go on? And we have the same thing going on now. Electroshock therapy. The other good movie, of course, is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And there's other ones out there too that get into this. But even Jack Nicholson's character in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was based on research of the Department of Health and Human Services and other, you know, state and federal programs, to where they would, much like the LAPD was, you know, portrayed in the movie The Changeling with Angelina Jolie and John Malkovich and others, grabbing people, suspending the habeas corpus themselves, literally, basically, and issues of warrants and more, Fourth Amendment, First, Second, I mean, you name it, because at some point even their Third Amendment is violated, let alone their Second, because once you've been violated in that manner, it's hard to, let alone be able to own a weapon, let alone pick up a weapon and serve in the military. And the whole issue of PTSD gets into this. It is that quote-unquote sleeping giant. It is that secret weapon that is and has been used to strip people of their property, challenge their quote-unquote competency. It's been going on to family members of individuals for decades, if not 800, if not several hundred years or more. In the movie The Changeling, they portray in there about there was a prostitute who she was beaten up by and complained about somebody who would beat her up. Turns out it was a police officer. So to shut her up so it wouldn't become a scandal, they code 12'd her and threw her in the psych ward. And one of the other things was women. I mean, just even, I mean, people cannot imagine how horrendous, and it's still going on. It's such an abortion of your constitutional rights. It should, I mean, to me, the whole practice should be shut down. It's nothing but some kind of licensed witchcraft. I don't see it as a real science. If you look at what the APA does and how they come up with, and this is all, you can go to the museum up in L.A. from the CCHR, and it has the things like the guy with the lobotomy mobile. It's like, oh, my God. And if you don't think this type of stuff is still going on in a lot of hospitals today, they are using, once again, and have brought out these helmets that they use for electroshock therapy. And they are juicing people, for want of a better way of saying it, to the point of blacking out, to where it causes not only temporary memory lapses and or brain loss or memory loss, but to where it also permanent brain damage. And the fact that we might as well be putting leeches on these people, on their eyelids or on their head, and sucking out the evil spirits. I cannot even believe it. It's almost like we're in the 1400s, 1500s, and witchcraft, and they're dunking people. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Call in, damn it. Pick up the phone. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. And, wow, no calls. 800-313-9443. Got the last couple minutes here. Pick up the phone, do it quick. You might get in a word, but I don't know. Yeah, no, I just, I don't know what to say anymore. I'm at my wit's end. It's like, wow. I just cannot believe they use JAG counsel against me. Judge, Advocate General, Uniformed, Commissioned, Coast Guard, minimally military or police officer. He's a police officer prosecuting the case. That's a police court, minimally. But he's not. He's a JAG officer in a branch, a self-declared branch of military. I mean, it's like, God, I wonder if Franco's still around. And maybe he's in Congress or something. Mussolini, too. Even from confronting and dealing with these people like Captain Arthur French, and my biggest concern is this guy's now working in the VA. He's no longer working for the Coast Guard. And this guy, if you read the order, and Mike, you can mention about this too, is I'm speaking to Mike, our producer. You obviously, people can't hear him because he's muted. But he's actually our producer for the show. How Captain Arthur French, a U.S. Coast Guard medical officer in uniform of the Coast Guard, minimally a military officer, let alone a police officer or whatever, he determined that I was medically, mentally incompetent by how I defended myself in court. And I was like, okay. So you're not a competent attorney, but oh, we want you to be your own attorney because then your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights and others you can violate because we're forcing you to defend yourself. And if you remain silent, then you're obviously depressed. If you say, I mean, you really got to watch that movie Changeling because they lay it out in there pretty well. It's like if you don't say anything and you reserve yourself, you're depressed. If you speak out, you're agitated. If you speak up or object like I did, and they basically said that I was, you know, acting up in the proceedings, which is just not the case. They just loaded up the record with a bunch of hogwash. And the fact that the judge is a former, and this is in the order too, he's a former, let alone pensioner, in the Coast Guard. He was brought in as a direct commission officer as a former prosecutor from Virginia, I think Langley, I think CIA, I think PSYOPs, and more to where, who do you think he's going to rule for? He's a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. Retired or not, doesn't matter. He was on the commandant's staff, helping set policy and legal theory and more on the games that they were playing in converting the Coast Guard into a special branch of military in Homeland Security that can carry on and administer civilian affairs. And I know people don't see it as some kind of threat. They think Ashton Kutcher, Coast Guard's all warm and fuzzy. Well, they're the only branch of military that can now and is allowed to bring their service, not their Bible, bring their service-issued weapons home with them. Yep, that's the Coast Guard, people. And, of course, I was denied counsel. I, you know, obviously asked for it because I'm up against JAG counsel, and normally JAG counsel is involved. It's on both sides that not only the prosecution is JAG counsel, but so is the defense, minimally. Well, people, I'm signing out. I don't know what's in store for me in the next couple of months, but say some prayers because I'm not in a good place or a good position. Peace. I'll talk to you next week, hopefully.